VOA News, I'm Joe Palca. The tragic aftermath of a powerful bomb that ripped through a marketplace Friday morning in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 18 people and wounding 48 others. Police officials said an explosive device planted in a shop caused the blast in a Shiite Muslim-dominated part of Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan. Investigations have been launched into the attack. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. The Democratic co-chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee says he hopes Julian Assange is prosecuted for working with Russia to interfere in a U.S. election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Justice Department indictment against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange accuses him of conspiracy in hacking U.S. government computers. But Virginia Senator Mark Warner says
they helped either hack into or took hacked information from the Russians and released it in a way to disrupt our campaigns in 2016.
Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, whose campaign emails were hacked.
He has to answer for what he has done, at least as it's been charged.
She was also Secretary of State when WikiLeaks began publishing diplomatic cables in 2010 that embarrassed the U.S. and offended some world leaders. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Dalai Lama was released from a New Delhi hospital Friday after 3 days of treatment for a chest infection. The 83-year-old Buddhist monk is expected to return this week to the northern Indian town of Dharamsala, where he has been based since he fled Tibet in 1959 after an unsuccessful revolt against the Chinese government. He established the Tibetan government in exile and embarked on an effort to reclaim Tibet, which eventually evolved into a quest for more autonomy. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1989. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in the areas it controls in Afghanistan, and it has revoked security guarantees for their staff. WHO spokesman Tariq Yasarevic.
We acknowledge the statement of local leaders in Afghanistan on temporary banning of WHO activities. Obviously, we are concerned that this will negatively impact delivery of health services to the affected population. We know that unhindered access to all areas is necessary to provide health services to those in need. We, as the Global Health Organization, we support health facilities in all parts of Afghanistan, including primary health care, response to health emergencies, vaccination, and polio eradication.
The Islamic insurgent group alleged in a statement Thursday that it has found WHO staff involved in what they call some suspicious activities. The statement did not elaborate. A plan by Sudan's military to take over the country's government is getting a cold reception from protesters and the international community who want to see the African nation take steps toward democracy. Sudan's defense minister announced the takeover on state television Thursday after the army ousted the country's longtime president, Omar al-Bashir, following months of demonstrations against his 30-year iron-fisted rule. A transitional military council will run the government for the next 2 years. Earlier, a Sudanese military source told VOA that the 75-year-old al-Bashir has been put under house arrest. Boeing continues to step up its efforts to reassure the regulators as well as the public and investors that it's doing everything it can to restore faith in the Boeing 737 MAX jets. From AP, Mike Hempen reports.
Company CEO Dennis Muilenburg says crews have made 96 flights and will make more in coming weeks as Boeing tries to convince regulators to let the plane fly again. Muilenburg says Boeing representatives have met with pilots and airline officials in the U.S. and abroad, holding flight simulator sessions to demonstrate software changes.
Democratic Senator Edward Markey of Massachusetts is introducing a bill in Congress requiring plane makers to provide airlines with all safety equipment now considered optional and to do so without an additional charge. In retaliation for Democrats' failure to support his plans to build a southern border wall, President Trump proposed twice in November and February that government agencies transport and release detained immigrants in so-called sanctuary cities, according to the Washington Post. Sanctuary cities are municipalities where local laws protect undocumented immigrants. The newspaper report said ICE lawyers rejected the White House plan as inappropriate and rebuffed the administration. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.